We're going to learn from the Sikha of the Dvar Malchus of Shabbos Parshas Beshalach, Shabbos Shira, Yud Gimel Shvat, Tav Shin Nun Beis. The Rebbe in this Sikha began with explaining the connection of Yud Shvat to the surrounding days. The day of Shabbos Parsha B'Shalach, and being that it's Shabbos Shira, and also to the day of Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, which this year is also on Shabbos. That year Yud Shvat was on Wednesday, so first the Rebbe began with the connection to the day of Wednesday. So the idea of Shabbos, Shabbos Shira, as it's called, being that in this week's Parsha, Parsha B'Shalach, is the Shira, the Oz Yashir, so it's called Shabbos Shira. What is the uniqueness of this Shabbos? So the Rebbe speaks about what it says in the Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos. In the Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, it says, talking regarding to what one may carry outside on Shabbos. And so the Mishnah says, Kol Bali Hashir, Yetzin Bashir Vinim Shachin Bashir. Which means, there it means shir was a ring that was worn around the neck of the animals. And so, that's considered as part of their clothing, and therefore it's not considered carrying on Shabbos. However, the Rebbe brings the explanation of Chassidus on that, and that is that shir means the idea of song. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that Kol Bali Hashir, all those connected to song, Yoitzin B'Shir V'Nim Shachin B'Shir. Yoitzin B'Shir, through the song, they go out of their limitations, out of that bounds them, V'Nim Shachin B'Shir, and they draw down such powers which can't be drawn down other ways, only through song, only through Shir. That this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. So says the Rebbe, this idea is emphasized more than in any other Shabbos throughout the year. And therefore, in connection to Yud Shvat, being that the Shabbos is right after Yud Shvat, we know that Shabbos, in general, symbolizes the idea of that in Shabbos, everything is oila, everything goes up, everything throughout the week in Shabbos is elevated to a much higher level. So says the Rebbe, if this is true regarding to any Shabbos throughout the year, certainly regarding to the Shabbos Shira, which is right after the Shabbos following Yud Shvat. And so being that Yud Shvat is a day of which reaches the heights of heights, as is explained in the Maimer of Yud Shvat, that the word Histalkus HaTzadikim, which is used by the passing of Tzadikim, so the Rebbe says in his very first Maimer of Toshin Yeral of Basi Lagani, and Yud Shvat, the Rebbe says that all of our Rabbeim explained it. The Rebbe emphasizes that something that all of the Rabbeim explained, that Histalkus does not mean that it's removed from us. It's not talking about where it is by saying Histalkus, that it's removed from us, but it's talking about the level that's being brought down to us. It's a level which is called Histalkus. Histalkus means that it's a very high level, which is normally something that we can't attain. It's too high for us to attain. On the day of the Histalkus of a Tzaddik, we could reach that level. The Tzaddik brings down to us those very high levels, the very strong connection to Hashem. And therefore, it's a Yom Segula, a day of skula in which, like the Rebbe says in a Maimer, the Rebbe says that on this day, all those that follow in the ways of the Rebbe, Yitzvat is the stalkers of the Friedrich Rebbe, all those that follow in the ways of the Rebbe, Matzlichim Heima Bechol in Yonehim. That's the Lashon in the Maimer. That on such a day, they're Matzliach, they have success in all their endeavors. Because Histalkus doesn't mean removed, it means that the higher level, which is normally not attainable, is attainable on such a day. And so, in connection to Shabbos Shira, being then the day of the Yard site of Yud Shvat, it reaches those heights that are Be'ein Aroich to any heights that were reached prior to that. And every year, it's Be'ein Aroich to any years prior to that, because it goes, we reach higher and higher heights every year. And so one can imagine, says the Rebbe, that in Shabbos Shira, which is the Shabbos following to Yud Shvat, and as we said, that through song, in general, is an idea of reaching those heights that one can't reach during normal avoidus. So Shabbos Shira, which emphasizes the song, the special song, and that's why the Shabbos itself is called Shabbos Shira, emphasizes that the Aliyah, the heights that we reach through Shabbos Shira, is such heights which are never reached through any other Shabbos throughout the year. And in particular, being that it comes the Shabbos after Yud Shvat, and the Shabbos of every week elevates all those concepts that happen throughout the week, become elevated on Shabbos. So how much more so it is on such a case of Shabbos Shira, which is in itself a time of elevation and reaching unbelievable heights, being that it in general, because every Shabbos it elevates the actions of the whole week, and in particular because song does so, and in more particular because this is the Shabbos Shira, which is emphasizes the idea of song more than any other time, and more so because it's the Shabbos after Yud Shvat, which Yud Shvat emphasizes reaching the very high heights. The Tzemach Tzedek explains that is the idea we say on Shabbos, Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, which we see from that Shabbos in particular is connected to song, Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, to the day of Shabbos. Also on the Beis HaMikdash, we find that the main song that was sung on Shabbos. And again, that's the point that the Tzemach Tzedek brings out, because through a nigun, a person reaches a point in the depth of the heart which cannot be brought out through words. And that's why the idea of a nigun is a simple tone, not with oisius, not with words that are brought out within it. That's why it's also known that by us in Chabad, it's not a minig to sing zmiris that are printed in other sidurim, in other neschois of Shabbos. They sing a lot of zmiris that are written for Shabbos. And the Alter Rebbe did not put them into the sidur except for one for each meal, Azamer B'Shvachin, Asadir L'Sadasa, by day and so on, by Shalashudas. And there's two reasons that were given by the Rebbe Rashab for it. One is that he said that he wanted that Chassidim should learn Chassidus in that time. And another one is, which was also brought many times, that he wanted that Chassidim should sing Nigunim, which is higher than the Zmiris. Because that's again, because Nigunim, just the tone, even without the words, reach higher, that represents a simple sound that comes out of the depth of the heart, the Pnimius Halev, which can't be brought out in Oisius. And that's the idea, what the Mishnah says, that Kol Bali Hashir Yoytin Mishir V'Nechnasim Mishir, that all those through song leave, they leave those things that normally tie them, they go out of them, out of those limitations, and they draw down those powers that need to be drawn down. So this is all in connection to Yud Shvat, the Shabbos Shira that comes after Yud Shvat. The Rebbe then goes on, we're not going to finish the whole sikh, we'll do just certain points. The Rebbe goes on to connect it to the idea of Chamisha Aser B'Shvat, which is called Tu B'Shvat. In general, the Rebbe emphasized, used the wording, whenever it was regarding to the idea of Tezvav, the Rebbe spelled it out saying Chamisha Aser. He didn't use the short term of Tu, like Tu B'Shvat, and then there's Chamisha Aser B'Av. They would say Chamisha Asabov, he wouldn't say Tubov, and so on. Perhaps it is to emphasize that one of the uniquenesses of these special days is just by it being 15. As Chassidus explains the great concept of that, and that's brought out by saying Chamisha Asa. With a connection we'll say it this way, to Tu B'Shvat, it connected to Yud Shvat is... So the Rebbe says like this, firstly, on the 15th day of the month, we have the full moon, which shows on a concept of completion, of fullness. Also, in the simple sense, it's a Rosh Hashanah. It's considered the beginning of a year. And as we know, that although it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos for the trees, it has a special connection to us, the people, being that Ha'adam Eitz HaSada. The Pasuk says a person is compared to the tree. So definitely, the day of Chamisha Aser B'Shvat, which follows Yud Shvat, and this year it's the Shabbos of after Yud Shvat, has a special connection to the service of us as Yidden. What is that, says the Rebbe, and a connection to Yud Shvat? So there are many points, but this point that the Rebbe brings out is the idea of pleasure in Avodas Hashem, enjoyment of Avodas Hashem. And this we see both in the day of the Maimer of Yud Shvat and in the day of Chamisha Aser B'Shvat of Tu B'Shvat. What do trees represent? Trees give out fruit. Fruit is not something that a person is a necessity. The health stores will probably tell you that it is. But in a simple sense, the fruit is not something that a person has to have to live. Rather, it represents something of enjoyment, of tainug. We say in the bracha, "Bari nefashes rabbis." We say, "Bari nefashes rabbis, v'chesrei non." Hashem creates many souls. V'chesrei non means, and that they're missing, their needs, which refers to as bread and water. And then we say, "Al kol masha berasa," on everything that you created, lahachiyes bohem nefesh kol choy. That refers to everything extra, not only bread and water, but also those things that are for enjoyment, as is fruit. L'hachiyes bohem nefesh kol chay means to give enjoyment to every soul. Baruch Eilam. In connection to Yud Shvat, says the Rebbe, this is what's emphasized right in the beginning of the Maimer, of the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, and which upon it is based all the Rebbe's Mamarim of Yud Shvat. Everybody knows it, Basi Legani, first two words. And this is emphasized a great lesson and inspiration. Hashem is talking about when he came, he says, Basi Legani Achoisi Kala. When he came back to dwelling in this world by Matan Torah, more in particular by the Mishkan, he says, I came back to my garden. How does he How does Hashem title this world? His garden. We know that Chassidus discusses, and in the Maimer it's discussed, what's the specialty, what's the uniqueness of Hashem returning to His garden? Because this is Hashem's wish, that He should live in this world. That's why He created this world. And right at the beginning when He created it, that's the way it was. He was living in this world. Just as we know, that's through different actions of men, of people, Adam and Chava, through different actions of people, they sent Hashem out of this world. They didn't let it be a place where He felt comfortable resting. And then through the seven tzaddikim, ended off by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem returned here, Basi Legani. What is this called in Chassidus? It's called this Nes'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liyis Loyis Baruch Diru Batachtoinim. Hashem desired to have a dwelling place, a place to live, a dira, in this world. So we see, what did He want? He wanted a home. Nevertheless, the way the Maimer begins, bringing from the pasuk, on which the Medrash is based, is Basi Legani. In Yud Shvat, what Chassidus emphasizes, and more brought out by the Friedrich Rebbe and then through our Rebbe, is that this world is not just a house, a home for the Eibishter, but it's a garden of Hashem. A garden represents an idea of where trees grow, an idea of pleasure, where people take walks, they go out to get fresh air. That's what this world is meant to be, a gan of Hashem, that everyone spoke about it at length by a Fabringen, that this gives a whole different outlook to a person on the world. Normally a person looks at the world as, the world is a hard place, a dark place, and we have to work hard in doing our avodah. Says the Maimer, right to begin with, Basi Legani. The world is a garden of Hashem, a place where Hashem is to take pleasure from it, and therefore the avodah of a Yid to bring the Eibishter to this world, that He be revealed in this world, is also to be done in such a way as is done in a garden, out of simcha, out of pleasure. To enjoy the service of Hashem. And as we said, that's emphasized in Yud Shvat, in the Maimer of Basi Legani, and in the Shabbos following Yud Shvat, in Chamisha Asa B'Shvat and Tu B'Shvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, Rosh Hashanah for the trees, which trees also bring out and emphasize that point, the idea of fruit that grow on a tree, and that are the idea of tainug, of enjoyment. This the Rebbe brings out, also strengthens a Yid's Aveda, and it broadens it also. Because although there is a great maila advantage that's discussed in Chassidus, about a simple Eved, a simple servant, who does his master's commands without any question, and although he has no clue what the whole plan of the king and his master is behind the whole thing, he just does it because he's a slave to the master. And there's a great advantage in that, a great mile in that. Because that shows on a bittul to Hashem, on a simple self-nullification, no difference what it is, as the famous saying by Chassidim, that ilu nitztavinu lachtev eitzim, we would do that too. If we were commanded to chop wood, if that's what Hashem wanted for us, we would do that the same. That's definitely the way, the approach that Eid is supposed to approach serving Hashem, as bittul, not because we understand and not because we feel it, but just because we follow commandments of Hashem, because we are His slaves. But nevertheless, there is a great mile, a great advantage, if this Aveda is done with enjoyment, with chayas, with simcha. And why is that? Because then the slave will do even more than they're commanded to do, and will definitely do it in a much more devoted way. Nevertheless, it's not a contradiction to the bittul of the Eved, because what is this bit? Where does this chayis come from? The reason why we try to understand the mitzvahs and try to fill them with a chayis, with an inner simcha, enthusiasm, that is because Hashem commanded us to do so. And as Chassidus explains, that the simcha, the enjoyment of the simple slave, comes from his enjoyment, his simcha is the simcha of the master, of the king. Why is the Eved, the simple servant, the simple slave, why is he so joyful when he does his avodah? Because he knows that his master will be joyous, will be happy by this avodah. And that simcha that his master has, he feels that too, that's why he's happy too. So again, that is the idea of Yud Shvat. This concept of Basi Legani, and the very first two words of the Maimer, the idea of enjoyment, pleasure in Avodas Hashem, in being a chassid. Someone once asked someone else, another chassid, why he was sitting by the Fabringen. So a person walked in and asked him, like, why are you sitting here? Do you have no better things to do right now? Nothing else? You're a free man? You have nothing to do? So one person started telling him different explanations, what a Fabringen is all about, and what its inner meanings mean. And then another chassid called out and said, I'm here because I want to be here. I enjoy being here. I enjoy sitting by a chassidish of Fabringen. I enjoy doing it, and that's why I'm here. That's the concept of Basi Lagani, of Tu Bishvat. Another point that in the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, as we know, the Friedrich Rebbe gave out his Maimer for Yud Shvat because it is the yahrzeit of his grandmother, of his Baba, Rebbetzin Rivka, the Rebbetzin of the Rebbe Maharash, and the continuation of the Maimer for Yud Gimel Shvat, the Rebbetzin of Rebbetzin Shtena Sara, the Friedrich Rebbe's mother, the Rebbe Rashab's wife, all connected to Noshim Tzidkonius, to the righteous woman. Also, his Maimer begins, says the Rebbe, Basi Legani Achoisi Kala, which is the Lashon of the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which describes the Yidin as the Kala of the Eivishter. Also regarding to Noshim Tzidkonius. So says the Rebbe, this idea, this concept of Shira, is also emphasized by the women. It was the women who at Itzias Mitzrayim took out with them. It says, well, in this parsha we have the shira of the men of Oz Yashir, led through Moshe Rabbeinu, and then later on the shira of the Nishei Yisrael, the women, was led by Miriam. There it says that they also had with them tupim u'mecholos, instruments, musical instruments. Where did they have it from? They were there out just over the Yamsuf. Where did they have the musical instruments from? So the Chazal say, being that they were ready, assured, they had to be tochen, in Mitzrayim still, that Hashem would do a nest for them. So already then, they prepared with them the musical instruments, and that's how they had them. Says the Rebbe, this is also true in our generation, that together with the idea of Miriam, who led the Shira, and she represents Miriam because she had the merirus, the bitterness of the Golos. All throughout Mitzrayim, she was bittered about the Golos and awaited with open eyes for the Geula. And her yearning for the Geula is what this, and that chus also brought the Geula. So says the Rebbe, together, by having both points, having the yearning because of the hurt of the Golos and how deep it is, but together with that, and says the Rebbe, and what we emphasize is the simcha of the upcoming Geula. And just as then it was through the Bitochen that they went out with the instruments that the Geula came, so too now, says the Rebbe, especially knowing that our generation, as the Arizal says, is a Gilgul, a reincarnation of that generation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's the same, says the Rebbe, the same Noshim Tzidkonius, the righteous women, will cause the Geula of Mitzrayim, those same ones will cause this Geula too. And it's through this Bitachim. Just to conclude with one verse, there's supposed to be another class that someone's giving now. And that is, the Rebbe also remarks, notes to a Shalah, the Shalah HaKadosh, Rabbi Shaya Halevi Horowitz, famous Shnei Luchas Habris, and he writes there a whole lengthy discussion about this, about the Bitachin, and regarding to Az Yosha, the Shira, that is said already even before Mashiach comes, because of the Bitachin and the Ashurness that Mashiach is coming. He discusses it in many Mamari Chazal. We can't go through all of them, but just to point out one very unique way, the way he explains it. We know that on Shvi'i Shal Pesach, we don't say Halal. Gans Halal, at least. Why don't we? Because the Chazal say, Maisei Yodai Tuba Vayom Va'atem Oimrim Shira. That was the day of Kriyas Yamsuf that the Mitzriim sunk into the water. And although the Mitzriim were wicked people, nevertheless, the Eibishter calls them Maisei Yodai, the creations of my hands are sinking in the water, and you're going to say Shira? The Shlah asks on this explanation, if this is what it means, he has a strong question. He says, what kind of complaint is that? We find the Pasuk that the Pasuk says, perhaps it's a Mishli, Ba'avoid Rishoim Rina. When Rishoim are lost, there is song. He says, so we see a clear Pasuk that when Rishoim get lost, there is song. What kind of complaint is that when the Mitzrim, the wicked Mitzrim, are sinking in the waters, we shouldn't say Shira? And he brings another few Mamari Chazal that way, Opsukim, that emphasize that there is song when the Shoim are lost. So he translates it in a different way. And he says like this, says that this is the point. Shira, song, has to be sung just because of the Bitachin. Because we have trust and we're sure and this that we're promised that Mashiach is coming, because of that already we sing Shira, because we're so sure of it that we have no room for any doubt. This makes me go into another point, the story of the Friedrich Rebbe, which Rebbe Avram Paris, a big chassid, was a chassid yet of the Friedrich Rebbe, and of our Rebbe, very big chassid and a big mekusha connected to the Rebbe, whose whole emphasis was to spread the Rebbe to the world, to connect everyone to the Rebbe. And so he writes in a letter to one of his friends. His friend wrote to him that this that the Friedrich Rebbe was saying about La'altil, Tshuva, La'altil, La'gula, that Mashiach is immediately coming, like we can't be so sure about it. So he writes to him a story that he was once by Yechidus, by the Friedrich Rebbe. And he told the Friedrich Rebbe about his daughter, whose name was, last name was Wolf, who needed help in something. He doesn't say what it was. And he said to the Rebbe, and he said it in a way, he said to the Rebbe, he said like this, he said, Rebbe, I avort vert nit farfallen. Your word doesn't go lost. So please help me. He said, but when he said these words to the Rebbe, it was like he wasn't so comfortable speaking to the Rebbe that way. And so he said it with a low face and in a low tone. He said, the Friedrich Rebbe's face became serious. And the Friedrich Rebbe turned to him and said, Mein Wort wird nicht verfallen, nicht lemata und nicht lemaila. My word doesn't go falling, not down here and not up there. Und das darf man sagen nicht mit Arofe, nor mit Adogish. This we have to say not in a weak way, but in a strong way. And he repeated this a few times. He said, so he was bringing out to the other chassid, you see yourself how the Friedrich Rebbe said it to me clearly, that his word doesn't get lost not over here, and every word that he says doesn't get lost up there either. They consider his word for exactly the way he says it. Because of this bitachin, And this assurance that we are promised that our generation, the Deir HaShvi, is the last one of Golos and will be the first one of the Geula, says the Shalah, the time to say Shira is not when the Egyptians are sinking into the Yamsuf. That's what Hashem was complaining to the Eden. Masa yodai tevim bayom. The work of my hands are sinking in the Yamsuf. Va'atem oimim Shira. And now you're saying Shira? You should have been saying Shira a long time ago, before you actually saw them sinking into the waters. Now you're saying Shira. You should have been saying it earlier. The Shalah says there another point, and that is, he brings out that in the Lashon of the Pesukim of the Shira and Pasha B'Shalach, he says that in the terms that's used by the men, there is a Lashon Nekeva that's used, and by the song of the women, there's a Lashon Zachar that's used. I have to look in the Pesukim to remind myself exactly what it was, but it's there. So he points out, what's the reason? He says, normally the men show a more of a strong-minded, and in other words, so having their mind right, it should be. He says, but at that time, by the Shira, it was the women who took the measure of the men, he says, that they had that strong bitachin and took it into action and brought out with them the musical instruments out of Mitzrayim, and that's what they were doing, using them by their song that they sang to Hashem. So they had that strong bitachin. No, in other words, that's normally presented as the men, the measure of the men to have strong mind. But in this case, it was the women who had the stronger mind than the men did, and that's why they had the stronger bitachin. Says the Rebbe, and this Rebbe says in this week, that it's in that chus of the Noshim Tzedkani, you should have this bitachin and start the Shira. The Rebbe says, of course, in Oifin Shotzlius, to start the Shira already before Mashiach comes, just because of the trust and the simcha, which is emphasized now. In other words, says the Rebbe, together with the Miriam, which represents the idea of the bitterness of the Golos, which that all lies before our eyes, there's no need to emphasize that, says the Rebbe. But what we stress is, we emphasize the simcha. The Rebbe says, as we see that the Noshim Tzedkaniyus are permeated with simcha and chayis because they know that the Geula is imminent and it's coming imminently. So certainly this day of Yud Shvat, which is a Yom Skula, says the Rebbe, and is a great koyach, and as the Rebbe points out, that the, again, like it's connected to the Noshim Tzedkaniyus, the Yartzeit and the Mayim Basil Gan Achoisi Kala. This is also something emphasized by Friedrich Rebbe in general, that he emphasized Hashpa to the women, which was directly Siches and Mamorim, which was unlike the previous Rabbeim. So certainly Hashem will help us that this very day of Yud Shvat, which has an amazing Koyach, one that we can't imagine, and this year, it's greater than all the other years, because that's the way the Rebbe says it goes Mechayel El Choyel. So certainly Hashem will help us to see the Geula with our physical eyes happening and unrolling in front of our eyes immediately right now.